The almost unspeakable tragedy of a multiple murder in a Sydney shopping centre recently has another sad chapter. One of the six victims, Faraz Tahir, was a Pakistani refugee. He fled religious persecution. Faraz was part of the Ahmadiyya community. It's a branch of Islam that suffers severe persecution in Asia and the Middle East. Atul Hadi is a medical doctor, a local Ahmadiyya spokesman, and for an all too brief time, a friend of Faraz Tahir.
I was back in Adelaide last year and serving there as a youth president when Faraz came over as a resettled refugee. And so he was there for a good month or two, and I had quite a few interactions with him until he moved to Brisbane. He was a lovely gentleman, just like everyone else, really excited to have finally come to Australia and start a new life and explore all the opportunities that he was to get.
It's not easy, despite what some people think, to become a refugee in Australia. Faraz's story, I think, tells a bigger story. What sort of persecution would he have faced back in Pakistan that would have led to him being recognised as a refugee by Australia?
Yeah, so he was from a town in Pakistan called Rabwa, where a majority of the population is Ahmadis. It's a small town, tens of thousands of Ahmadis that have sought refuge there because of anti-Ahmadiyya persecutory laws in Pakistan. So in Pakistan, it's actually a law that you can't pose as a Muslim if you're an Ahmadi. You can't even give Islamic greetings of salam, that means peace. You can't say the declaration that you do to become a Muslim. So you can't do anything that can be remotely perceived even as a Muslim, because they think that they have the copyright to Islam, and we, God forbid, are taking that copyright away, which is totally against the basic teachings of Islam. So in such circumstances, Ahmadis in Pakistan live quite a reserved life. They're not allowed to openly pray or worship or preach or propagate any of those things. And, you know, there is often very aggressive anti-Ahmadiyya protests that happen in various cities and, you know, otherwise as well. Targeted killings are not uncommon.
Did your friend, now tragically deceased, Faraz Tahir, speak about his own situation that led him here?
Not a specific incident that I recall, but his story is far too common for any Ahmadi Muslim. I know hundreds of refugees who have come to Australia via the UNHCR resettlement program through Sri Lanka. And I know many who have come through Malaysia and Thailand and likewise and other countries as well. And their stories literally make your hair on end stand. It's the circumstances they go through. They're not allowed to work there. They're often there for years without any indication of when and where they will be processed to go, having no finances, you know. And then back in the time where Faraz was there as well, there were some attacks on, I think, some of the churches by some terrorists. And that fueled a lot of anger. And where the mosque they were having refuge in over there was attacked as well. And actually the army had to come and save them and relocate them to another safer location. So, you know, not only were they facing severe persecution, and Faraz was back in Pakistan that he flee, he also had to face a lot of persecution while his couple of years, you know, 3-4 years when he was in Sri Lanka. And, you know, finally coming to Australia, knowing that I'll be safe, little did he know what he'll be coming across.
Yeah. Just reintroduce us, because a lot of people won't be familiar with the Ahmadiyya community. It's a worldwide community. How many people are we talking about?
That's right. So our community was founded in 1889 by Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, the promised Messiah, as we believe in him. And he essentially, we believe, came to revive Islam and reform Muslims. So since then, our community is now in over 200 countries with tens of millions of members from all sorts of backgrounds and all sorts of previous religious backgrounds as well. And, you know, we believe in separation of mosque from the state affairs. We believe in freedom of conscience. We believe in freedom of speech, as Islam believes in all of them. So we basically adhere to all tenets of Islam. Essentially, the promised Messiah, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, came to revive the original teachings of Islam that had been corrupted over time, as we can see in our modern world today.
Yeah, well, as you say, the Ahmadiyya do consider themselves faithful Muslims. Why in places like Pakistan do the majority consider you apostates or heretics?
I think it comes down to, Andrew, a bit of indoctrination from the clergy, ulamas or mullahs, as we call them, and a lot of, uneducation by the local person or the average person on the street who doesn't really know too much of Islam themselves. That leaves them more vulnerable to be easily indoctrinated and open to understandings that may not be found in Islam itself. So I think it's just religious intolerance that is being fueled a lot of the times by the political side as well to gain more popularity or use it for their own interest.
Yeah. Can I ask you about your own situation? Dr. Hardy, you're a medical doctor in the public health system. Is being a medical doctor mm-hmm. something that you would have been able to achieve in Pakistan as a member of the Ahmadi community?
Yeah, look, discrimination in Pakistan against Ahmadis is across all levels, whether you're in military, you're in a medical field or just any other field. You would see that Ahmadis struggle to get any sort of promotion. They are being discriminated at, in schools and educational institutes. I myself, from a Pakistani background, and I was discriminated, when I was in grade four. Can you imagine? One of my best friends, when he found out that I'm an Ahmadi, he told his parents and they told him not to have anything to do with me. And, me being a young 10-year-old, didn't know what this is all about. I was soon to realize. So I myself have faced discrimination and, social boycott at various points until I was come to Australia as a 20-year-old. So, though I might have been able to become a doctor there as well, I would have faced persecution or discrimination all throughout my career at various levels of my career as well. And that is a story of many Ahmadi doctors there who a lot of the times try their best to then find a better life for their families and move overseas.
Mm. It's not a way in any ideal sense to live, but is it possible to live as a member of the Ahmadiyya community, an Ahmadiyya Muslim, in places like Pakistan, Indonesia, under the radar?
They wouldn't know until or unless, or like you mentioned, you'd always have to have that level of secrecy then. You'd always be thinking of not to give away your identity. And there's a very popular example of Dr. Abdus Salam, who was the first ever Science Nobel Prize winner for any Muslim. Mm. And he was from Pakistan and he was an Ahmadi. He actually had to flee Pakistan. He tried to come back to Pakistan many a times to serve the country after getting that Nobel Prize as well for his discovery. But, he was rejected. There was a lot of anti-Ahmadiyya sentiments that were stoked to the point that he actually died overseas. But his will was that I be buried in Pakistan. So he was flown back to Pakistan after he passed away. But then they actually desecrated his gravestone and then removed the fact that he was a Muslim from that. Mm. And this is someone who is a, Nobel Prize winner. So much hate and so much resentment for someone who had brought so much pride to Pakistan and was a very proud Pakistani.
Well, it's very good to speak with you. I'm sorry the circumstances are so tragic. I've been speaking with Dr. Atul Hardy. He's a medical doctor. He's also a lay leader of the Ahmadiyya Islamic community here in Australia. And we were talking about his friend, Faraz Tahir, who died tragically in the Bondi shopping mall attack. Faraz was a member of the Ahmadiyya Islamic community. Thanks for joining us on the program, Doctor.
Thanks for having me, Andrew.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.